Well, Helen Hayes flew across the ditch to New Zealand and to Queenstown, which is clearly the adrenaline capital, where she also spoke to a chef, the new executive chef at the Lakeside Rees Hotel. Trent Watson, who's been in New Zealand for the past 8 years, took over as the new executive chef early this year, having spent 25 years cooking.
So I would love to welcome Trent Watson to Travel Writers Radio. Thank you so much for talking to me today, Trent.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure.
Now, you are the new executive chef at the Rees in Queenstown. How long have you been here?
The Rees is about 2 months now, and Queenstown about 8 years.
Okay. And how long have you been a chef?
Longer than I can remember. Since 18, so 25 plus years now.
Wow. And did you always want to be a chef? Like when you were a child, were you always annoying your mother in the kitchen?
Absolutely not, no. Not the sharpest tool in the shed. worked my ass off to get a B bursary over here, which is university entrance, and thought, wow, that was a lot of hard work. I'll take a year off. And the old man said, no way, you're not taking a year off. Go here and be a kitchen hand. So that's where it all started. The year off turned into 22 years of working in kitchens.
Was he in the food industry? Is that why? No, he thought of a kitchen hand, or it just...
Absolutely not. He was an electrician, and one of his clients and friends needed a dog's body, and well, here
wow.
I was.
You owe him a big thank you then.
Yeah.
So how has your food journey evolved over the time? Like, what are some of the highlights of where you've worked?
Highlights would be the first big step for me was there was a restaurant in the Waikato called The Woodbox. At the time, it was one of the top best 50 restaurants in New Zealand, and was a huge learning curve coming from, as a young chef who never really cooked good food and, you know, was more interested in the lifestyle and the party atmosphere. Then I discovered snowboarding and started travelling and doing that. And then, like everything in my life, I just sort of stumbled into a restaurant one day, saw a friend, and he goes, oh, I've a friend of mine works for a company and they're a chef short. What are you doing? Not much. Yeah, I'm keen. The next weekend, I was over catering for meatloaf.
Like meatloaf, like the meatloaf?
Yeah, like the meatloaf, the singer. And then that started a five-year journey of just working backstage with musicians, catering for them, and travelling around New Zealand and Australia.
Wow. So who else did you work with? What are all the secrets? Who was nice?
Generally, the longer they've been in the business, the nicer they were. Dolly Parton was my absolute favourite. Just such an amazing, generous woman with her time. Stories for days.
Yes, I bet you, yes. We'll have to give you some drinks later and you can tell us some more stories. Dolly would be great, though. I mean, wow, what a legend she is. So how did you actually end up in Queenstown?
Me and the wife got married. She was American, so we'd spent a lot of time skiing and travelling around the States. And at the time, getting a green card was tricky. we came to Queenstown because, well, we both like to ski, we like the outdoors and the mountains, and yeah, we've sort of been here ever since.
Oh, well, that's good. So the True South Dining Room, which is the restaurant here at the Rees, it's won so many awards for all its culinary excellence. So what are some of the things that drew you to it and that you loved about it? Had you eaten here before you started working?
No, I hadn't. It's one of the restaurants that was always on the list to go and dine at because the food has such a good reputation and it's always had amazing chefs. But it's kind of one of those odd locations where I was living five doors down but didn't really feel comfortable enough walking into, you know, a big, shiny, expensive hotel and go, hey, can I have a seat? So that's kind of I want to make it, keep it to its amazing standard, but also make it approachable for the locals. So we get everyone enjoying what we have to offer.
Well, the hotel in its ethos is all about Central Otago, and that certainly carries through the food. So how important is it for you to continue that usage of the local produce, and what are some of your favourite things around the area?
It's the reason I'm here, to cook authentic New Zealand Central Otago food. One of my favourite dishes, which you're going to eat tonight, is a harakeke and mushroom risotto. Harakeke is the Maori word for flax, and it grows all around the hotel. So the chefs have been out for the last month, every day, just collecting the flax seeds from the bushes, and then we toast it, grind it down, and turn it into a pasta. And it has this lovely sort of nutty, almost slightly bitter to cocoa note through the pasta.
Beautiful.
So yeah, like I just love the fact that I've got a market gardener who lives in Garston, so that's about 40 minutes down the road. All of our lamb comes from Royalburn Station, which is up on the Crown Range and only about a 35-minute drive. So everything will be local, and I don't want to get food further than Southern Christchurch, just because there's a flour mill there and it's the closest one. So it's...
Well, you have to have that then.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, to be, truthful about everything and not use Bidvest flour and call it local, we have to extend our radius out slightly out.
Yes.
Outside of Otago, but yeah.
Well, that's awesome that you forage for things like that. Do you go foraging, like, for other things as well, and up in the mountains, or...?
Absolutely, yeah. We are currently making an elderberry vinegar. So in the summer, I pick the elderflowers and make a syrup for desserts. And also, it's unfortunately all gone for this year, but a lovely elderberry vinegar, elderflower vinegar as well, which I use for a dessert, just adds that lovely floral citrus balance to things. I would love to do more mushrooms, but it takes a bit of research so we don't, you know, accidentally poison someone and ruin their dining experience. So. Yeah,
no, that would be not good.
Yeah.
So what are some of the personal touches that you've brought to True South Dining Room?
Oh, my God.
Your influences.
My influences are... this is be very long-winded because I can't put it any other way. In my opinion, New Zealand is a very young country. You know, we've got a couple of hundred years of history. So we have what the Maoris had before us, like the flaxseed and, you know, harakeke, horopito and kawakawa and, you know, the hangi and earth cooking. Then we have the next wave, which is European. So we've got amazing farming and game. And then we're blessed with this wave of new immigration from everywhere else in the world, Southeast Asia, India, South America, bringing really interesting flavours. So my goal is to create a menu that reflects not just the place where we are, but where we are as a society. So it's the new and the old and the in-between coming together to make a well-rounded concept that hopefully anyone... who, whether they've been here for 5 years or 50 years as a family, can understand how we interact and relate as a society.
Well, that's really interesting, like a one big happy family of flavour.
Yeah, like a big melting pot. You know, we could use the word, that horrible word, fusion, which it probably is, but it's more, I think, more concise, and we're not using something just for the sake of using something.
Mm.
It has to relate in the cycle of the dish.
Do you have a favourite dish on the menu?
They're all my favourites. They're all like babies.
You can't name a favourite child.
Yeah, exactly right. A couple of the standouts will be the crayfish toasted sandwich. So lovely brioche we get from European bakery. I hate to waste, so we'll get the live crayfish, we'll break it down, we'll use the meat for the toasted sandwich, but then we'll use the shells to make the start of a bisque, and half of it will be turned into butter and half of it will be turned into oil. So the brioche will be buttered with the crayfish butter, and it will make a crayfish aioli with the crayfish oil.
Wow.
So it's just, yeah, it is just so delicious. That's probably a standout, but there's a cow tucker tart, as I like to call it. It's this horrible squash that used to grow on my mother's farm when they were growing up.
Yeah.
And people used to think it tasted terrible, and they would feed it to the cows. So I found it, and I did some research and started cooking with it. And it turns out if you cook it really long and slow, it starts to caramelise really nicely under the skin and becomes quite sweet. So I put it on the menu and they were horrified when, you know, I had this tart and like, you can't use that vegetable, we feed it to the cows, you know. And for me, it's such a understated dish that I just really love it.
Oh, well, that's a really interesting story too, because it's taking something and discovering a new way of doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what cooking is, I guess. Speaking of cooking, when you go home, do you cook like really simple because you don't want to cook something
absolutely
big?
Unless it's a special occasion like Thanksgiving for my wife, it is as simple as it gets.
Do you cook her a pumpkin pie?
I am not allowed. She cooks the pumpkin pie, but I've got a big offset American smoker at home. So I do three to four turkeys every Thanksgiving, depending on how many people are turning up.
Wow, and you probably do the barbecue, a bit of a barbecue expert.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Queenstown, of course, you've been here 8 years, so you must have a lot of favourite places. What do you love doing when you're not at work? Like, let's say in winter, obviously, you snowboard. Where do you love to snowboard the most?
Away from people. Generally, we got into backcountry snowboarding and splitboarding 5 years ago, and we just love being away in the mountains where it's quiet and it's, you know, it's a little bit of solitude from the hustle and bustle of Queenstown. Summer, if I get time, if I'm not tending the garden, it is mountain biking or going for a hike.
And do you have a particular favourite hiking spot?
Actually, Wide Creek, just up the back of the Remarks. It's steep enough that it keeps most people away, and you hike up to the lake, and it's just wonderful.
Oh, there's so many walks around here.
It's unending.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good. So do you get much free time, or are you just always in the kitchen?
Work-life balance, that amazing goal in life. The honest answer is no, but this isn't a job for me. It's pure passion, so it doesn't feel like work.
Mm. Well, I really want to thank you for taking the time out of the kitchen and talking to us at Travel Writers Radio. Thank you so much, Trent.
That's my absolute pleasure.
Helen Hayes was speaking with Trent Watson of the Rees Hotel, Queenstown, New Zealand.